neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Says that you have to give Gush Zad, called Hocheyach Tochiyach. You know what they call it, Gush Zad? Because there's a Gush, that's Bazi, then you need a Gush to do Zad. So the Gush Zad comes from Gush Bazi. There's a Gush doesn't listen. Whatever you tell him, he doesn't listen. It's a Bazi Gush. So you have to give him Gush Zad. Not like, like this. You have to wake him up. Because it all depends on the Gush, on the ear.
You gotta say enough for the Gush to start ringing.
Yeah. And then to fix it, I have Gush Mali. So there is a Bazi Gush, there's a Gush Zad, and a Gush Mali. Yeah. So what does it mean? Why to Eternal Rusha has such a command to rebuke? See, people that you rebuke, that means, what does it mean?
You don't like them.
You very much like him. Right. People, you don't go on the street and, you know, say, you know, do this, do that. Why? Because what is it to you? But people that you like, then Tzatzal also says that you have to direct them. But the problem here is that people, they don't like to listen. And they don't listen. They do anything else. Like you say, you tell them, they're busy with something else. Mashkule karhai digar, the kar. But why? Because they want to tell you, I don't care what you're saying.
They don't want to know what you're saying.
So why? Because anytime that you inform about something new, so then you're scared. You don't want to take responsibility because you love yourself. You say, you know, this is me, you know, leave it or take it. You don't like it, it's your problem. This is me, what do you want? So now they ask, when he says, Hocheyach, Tochiyach, Et Amitecha. So we have a formula, anytime that you see Et, from Aleph to Tav. So what does it mean, Aleph to Tav? You should say, Hocheyach, Tochiyach, Amitecha. Like we have examples. It's a Kabed, Et, Avicha Vedimecha. It's a Kabed, Avicha Vedimecha. So Et goes to older sister, brother, in-laws, and so on. So that's the Et Ad. So here they ask, we say, Hocheyach, Tochiyach, Et, Amitecha.
So
here, you might feel, you know, I'm double size of him, double age of him. Who is he to tell me what to do or not to do? What's that change? You know, he's a kid. So here, Tzatzal comes and says, no, Hocheyach, Tochiyach, Et, Amitecha. That means the Et, at any size, any age. You're not saying, oh, you know, I'm a professor, you know, you just had your glass of milk, you know. why you telling me what to do or not to do? So now here it's a very delicate point. Noktei Hassas, and that is, you know, the sergeant, Chas v'Shalom, you know, nobody would ever need it. You know, the tools that they use is very special tools. You know, like the scissor, you know how much it costs? I understand how much it costs. $500. One scissor, $500. Why? And then when they use it, how do they use it? Huh? Has to be
tested and sharpness.
And it's in a package and so on, you know, gloves and so on. I'm sorry? Maybe more. Maybe it's, yeah? It's. So now, for surgery, you cannot use, you know, the scissor that you buy in 99 cents. Right? No? No, ask my doctor, you know, he tells you. So now here, the Talmud is teaching us Hocheyach and then Tochiyach, double. Why? Because first of all, to guide people, it's a very, very, very hassas matter, very delicate. Because, oy vavoy, you tell somebody, you know what? I know you didn't know this. I know you didn't know this. But you have an eyebrow over your eye. What are you telling me? Hashem Yachem. So that means you used the scissor from 99 cents. So here it was actually teaching us, it's not like, you know, whatever you want to say, you tell people. Because first of all, they're not going to listen to you. And not only that, then when they feel you're going to say, they run away. Or they do something else, they retail him. Why? Because that's the whole point. See, Midrash is a very, very scary thing. Midrash says, Yaakov Amar Shalom waited till the end of his life. What did he wait for?
To rebuke
who? No, Yaakov Avinu waited till end of his life, 40 years. After incident of the Reuven, when he moved the bed. Because when he moved the bed, when Rachel Imenu passed away, you know, it was a very lack of manner. So Yaakov Avinu should have to go tell him, why you did this? No, what kind of manner is this? So he waited 40 years, why? Because he said, if I go tell him that you misbehave, he's going to join my brother Esav, and he will be my worst enemy. Doshman Chuni. What do you mean? He's your older son. He's your dear son, Reuven. So now, if you tell him that you did something wrong, he's going to be your enemy. Yes, that's how it is. Anytime that you tell somebody, you know, please don't do this. Don't. If you tell him once or twice, he's not going to listen. If you tell him third time, he's going to be the worst enemy that you ever imagined. But why? Because that's how it is. Why? Because you feel I'm being told something that, no, it's not that right. That makes me wrong. Because when you tell somebody that you should fix yourself, that means I don't like you. But that's not true. So that's what the et comes from. Say hocheach, tochiach et. What does it mean, the et? You have to get a very, very expensive scissor, sterilized, in a package with the gloves. Ooh, with what a cautious. How you have to tell, when to tell, what the story you have to say. Una, maybe, and maybe. Maybe we'll go through.
This happens between brother and sister.
It happens with everybody. Why? Because that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Because we, everybody says, this is me. I love myself. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Maybe you're not saying it, but the attitude is like this.
Yes, that's a complaint, but still you say what you need to say.
Yes, but the problem here is the change doesn't come about. Why? Because say, you know, this is me. And that's what the Torah comes and says, Hocheach, Tochiach, you have a responsibility, but don't forget the et. You have to know when, how, you know, how to go by it. It's not easy. Well, now we are in these days. Hashem is like, you know, Zad Hashem to be Mochiach. And Zad Hashem is going to be in Shoah, the Solotor.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.